Abide in me. Remain in me. Be united to me. That is the command of our Lord that we hear from the Gospel of today. On this feast day of a great martyr that gave his life for the faith, in particular the Eucharist and the Blessed Mother. He did not start out a saint, as most of us do not. He was born in 1577 in Switzerland, in Swabia, in the Grasson region of Switzerland, which had become Calvinist with not only Luther, but John Calvin and John Zwingli, and the others that left the church in the 16th century. They wanted to reform the church, but instead they destroyed anything that had any vestige of the church. And yet God uses even these things for the growth of his church, of the life of grace within his children. And so this boy was born. Mark Ray was his name, and he became a lawyer. Not long after starting to practice law, he decided that it was not what he wanted to do. And, you know, for some people who think that you have to be 15 or 10 or whatever to enter the seminary, Mark did not enter the seminary till he was 35. So he was, by many accounts, an old man, you know, especially in those days when they entered early, like I did when I was 13. And we would always sort of snicker about the old men in their 20s that entered the seminary so late. So I'm sure he got his snickering too. But yet he was to become a saint. He entered the Capuchin priest, Capuchin order, one of the families of St. Francis of Assisi. And then he was sent forth to the Grasson region to spread the word, to preach the word as a priest. And this he did very efficaciously. And he began in Switzerland, perhaps in the whole church, the Society for the Propagation of the Faith. And he was to be its first martyr. So he was preaching and converting hundreds of Protestants back to the church. They had already been Catholics. They had left the church, as we see today happening in the whole world, that so many have left the church. They need to be converted back to the church. And he was doing just that. So the Protestants were furious at him. And as he was on his way to preach in a little town of Sèvres in that area, they decided to make an appointment with him because they pretended that they wanted to return to the church. So he did. So they came upon him and they asked him many questions, and they refuted the Catholic faith, and he refuted their heresy back, and they were not happy. So at a certain point, all of them who had come armed very well, as if to meeting a thief or a robber, just like Gethsemane, they came upon him and they cut him to pieces and killed him. And so he became the first martyr in the year 1622, yet still a young man. So he did not have a lot of time in the priesthood. He had a few years, and yet he did a lot with what he had. And that is what we need to do with whatever God gives us. And whatever it is that he wants from us, we need to say, "Yes, Lord, I am here. Thy servant is here. Do as thou wilt." And so we have the same with so many, many other saints. As we celebrate this vigil of the feast of St. John Mark, the evangelist, the first secretary of St. Peter, and patriarch of Alexandria, we give thanks to God. In addition, today is celebrated the feast of another much more modern saint from the 1800s, St. Mary Euphrasia Pelletier. And she refounded, in a sense, the Congregation of Our Lady of Charity of the Good Shepherd. which St. Louis-Marie de Montfort had founded in the 1600s. And already it was beginning to grow weak here and there, so she refounded it and gave it great life. And of course, she spent the rest of her life serving Our Lady and Our Lord in the Congregation of Our Lady of Charity of the Good Shepherd. In many countries, such as Italy and Spain, perhaps France, the sisters of this order wear beautiful, or wore a beautiful white habit with a black veil. They were entrusted with women's prisons, and they brought many girls who had fallen into sin back into the faith, into life of penitence. So we pray also today to St. Mary Euphrasia Pelletier, and also the feast of a saint to whom I am devoted myself, Saint Deodatus, and the name means given by God. And what better name to have? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.